This is Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson.
No matter how many mysterious clouds you've seen go up in the office or elsewhere, smoke-free e-cigarettes and the vapors they emit are still in the sights of government regulators. Congress is currently debating how and whether the Food and Drug Administration should make rules concerning this new technology. But local municipalities and business organizations of all kinds are taking the matter into their own hands, as Marketplace's Kimberly Adams reports.
Reviews of all e-cig products would be impossible for the already swamped FDA, says Thomas Kiklis, co-founder of the Tobacco Vapor Electronic Cigarette Association. He's also worried the industry would have to pull products from the market.
Every e-cigarette company, every e-vapor company has to take every one of their products and individually submit that to the FDA.
Meanwhile, some cities are making their own policies on e-cigs.
I think we could wait a long time for the federal government to decide, but I think our community had already decided.
Esther Mannheimer is the mayor of Asheville, North Carolina, which has banned e-cigs from public buildings, parks, and buses. She's not swayed by those who worry the ban hurts people trying to quit traditional smoking.
Well, they can try to quit smoking not in a park, I would suggest.
Or in some universities, restaurants, and, of course, on planes.
Smoking, including the use of e-cigarettes, is not allowed on any Delta flight.
In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.